Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So we were just talking to Allison, who said it's all lined up. It's just a formality at this point.
Yeah, she's going to get married. They've already got a wedding date. They've got the church book, the reception plan. She's coming to Filene's and getting in a little bit early to find her wedding dress. But they're not officially engaged yet because they're going through some sort of pre-engagement counseling.
So my question is this. Has anybody done the same thing? And then after you met with the counselor or the priest or whatever, you just decided this is never going to work. Just 3 days ago, we thought we were perfect for each other, and I don't even know who you are. Good morning, Stephanie. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I went through these classes. We actually had our wedding planned in Germany. His family were German, so we had all this planned. Actually went through the classes, and I knew immediately, oh, my God, this is never going to fly. So we went ahead and got married, and we're divorced in 8 months.
Oh. So what was it about the counseling that made you feel like this is so not right?
Well, they take you to, I don't even remember exactly where we were. It's been, several years ago. But we had to spend the night, and, you sleep in separate rooms, and they do, all-day classes, and they give you all these different tests and just different questions on what you agree on about how to raise family. And it's just a very intense two-day thing, and I just knew that we had a lot of very different views. So,
and none of that was discussed before you went in there?
Well, I mean, I don't know. We lived together for 4 years, so we kind of thought
wow.
We knew. When you're with someone that long, you think you know what's going on. But
sure.
Apparently we didn't, because it didn't go over so well.
So what, I'm just curious, the specifics, what kind of ways to raise a family? Was it a spanking conversation, or was it a religious difference?
More religious, I think.
More religion.
Yeah. He was Catholic and I was Baptist, so I was actually going through the convert, and nothing against them. It just wasn't the way I was raised, so it was kind of weird for me. So I backed out of the whole thing, and I kind of freaked out at the end there.
Okay.
And was it? Could you sort of slowly feel during the whole sessions that it was slipping away?
Absolutely.
And so there really didn't have to be just one person approaching the other one. You just both sort of knew that this is never going to work.
Yeah, I think we both knew that. But like I said, we had so much planned, and it was in Germany. I mean, all my family, we'd already bought tickets. We were going. It was done, and we never in a million years dreamed that we were not going to really like each other after it was over.
I bet, right?
I am so fascinated that you lived together for 4 years, went through counseling, and that was almost like the catalyst, and then marriage was so different,
Really
I'm fascinated
different.
By that.
We lived together. We were in Florida, in St. Pete, and I don't know. We had a lot of friends. We were always doing fun stuff. And, life was pretty much a big party, I guess. And then when we moved here to Georgia, it was you know, we didn't have our friends, and it was really just him and I, and mm-hmm. we really, I guess, didn't know each other at all. So it was pretty disappointing.
Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate it.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Stacey and I, it wasn't necessarily pre-marriage counseling, but we went to a place in Dallas where we took different personality tests, and it was specific for marriage, telling you who was strong in what area, who was weak in the other area. So you go into the relationship knowing, for instance, who the spender is, who the saver is. Unfortunately, we're both spenders. And you can just identify them before you get into the marriage. And I think it did help us.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't change anything, but it sure did identify it.
Right.
Good morning, Q100.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Ann Margaret.
What's going on, Ann Margaret?
How are you?
Good. I love a double name.
I know.
I love it.
Let me guess, you're from the South.
I'm very much from the South.
Mm-hmm. Our neighbor is Mary Charlotte.
I love that.
Isn't that great? What's up?
We actually went to premarital counseling, and the counselor told us not to get married.
Why?
We had gone, my husband had been married before, so he felt like we needed to do this just to kind of get anything out in the air that needed to be, just in case. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we set up this premarital counseling, got a reference through our church, only went a couple times, and I felt like the counselor just wanted to kind of get to know us. So we spent a couple sessions just, you know, the first session we talked about me and my family and my background. The second session we talked about him and his family and his background. And so then the third session we go in and we just had an argument about the invitations. And so we went into the session and she goes, what guys want to talk about today? And we said, well, actually, we've just had an argument about the invitations, you know.
Now, did you say, actually, we'd like to speak about the invitations, or did somebody say, yeah, I'll tell you what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the GD guy invitations, and I want to talk about calligraphy versus just regular block print. Anybody else want to talk about that?
Basically, we kind of just looked at each other, and we were like, well, actually, we just had an argument. What we want your take on it. And so we went through the whole deal about it, and, you know, we were both very calm, and she pauses really long, and she's like, honestly, I just don't think you two need to get married. And we're, like, both shocked. We're like, really? We just had an argument about the invitations. It's not like we hate each other or anything. And so then she goes into this whole thing about, he doesn't have a stable job, and I'm not going to have a stable job, and we're going to get a divorce in 6 months, so we just need to hold off on our wedding. And I'm 6 months prior to getting married to this guy, and so I just cry the whole hour, and then we walk outside, and I go, do you still love me? And of course he said yes. And I said, will you still marry me? And of course he said yes, and we never went back.
And you're still married now?
We've been married a year and a half, and everything's just peachy, and we got the invitations that we wanted. So it's bizarre.
Maybe her tactic, was it a she or a he?
It was a she.
Maybe her tactic was, that's how marriages work, like to make you so defiant. Oh, you don't think we're going to be able to get married? Oh, we can still get married. I don't think you should get married because, you know what, he's in an unstable job. You're not going to get a job. You're going to be divorced in 6 months. Who cares? And probably has a better success rate of marriage in her clients because she makes them mad.
It's not that uncommon, right? Rebecca, what's up?
Hey.
Hi.
I'm just calling to say that, we had to go through the premarital. It's required for Catholics to even be considered being married. And, we had an okay time with it. I mean, my counselor wasn't, really just saying that we shouldn't get married or anything. Mm-hmm. But they also told me that 40% of the people that come in end up not getting married by the end of it.
Wow.
40%?
I don't know how accurate that is, or they're just trying to scare you. But that seemed like an awful high number.
That
so I'm like, okay. I mean, they have you take a test, and it's, there was a couple options you could do, but we just did the 1 day, 8 hour thing. And, but it is amazing how much you don't know. I mean, I've been together with my fiance for 6 years, living together for most of it before we got married. Mm-hmm. And there was still stuff. I'm like, really?
Like one example, I'm curious what comes out. After you've been living together for 6 years, what could possibly be the topic that would make you think, hey, I didn't know that about you?
I mean, you would think these big things like religion and children, like you think, oh, well, we talked about it. And we have. But I don't know if it's through the years you kind of change your mind on things, but then like all of a sudden you just realize, oh really? You don't want to be here, because we just moved and he didn't want to have kids here, and I'm like, really? And and it's just like, I guess it's things that you, I guess within the first year, someone meeting someone, you talk about it, but then it kind of gets pushed back because it's like, oh, well, we already talked about it. But okay. then but throughout the years, you just realize, oh, well, that's probably changed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can understand the changing part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that some things like religion become more important as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
When you're young and love and first meet, you're like, oh, that won't matter.
Right. But then, you know? Especially if you want to build a family, that's when religion usually starts stepping up again. Because you usually start arguing about how you want to raise your kids then.
All right, here's last call. Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, I went to premarital counseling, and that ended in January, and they told us not to get married.
They did. Was there one thing that they were pointing to, or was it just a whole bunch of incompatibility?
We went through it through the church, and I'm actually Buddhist, and we've known this from the get-go that we're spiritually different.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically told me that I was part of a cult religion, and that I really had
horrible.
No business marrying a Christian.
Wow.
Wow, a cult religion.
That's bold.
You think
Isn't
so?
Isn't there more Buddhists around the world than Christians?
I'm not sure, honestly. I mean, it's not as prevalent in the United States, but...
I think it's a close second.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah...
Huh. I mean, I certainly wouldn't consider it a cult.
No.
Of course not.
Yeah. And I go to church with him, and, you know, I read the Bible with him to be, you know, as supportive as I can, and I still want to learn a lot about it, but they didn't care.
Wow.
So, and everything's fine now.
Yeah, we're getting married, actually, a week from Friday.
Are you having one of those cultish Buddha weddings?
No, I'm very open, and, you know, weddings aren't as important to me. So I, you know, was doing the wedding because he wanted it. So we're pretty much doing a Christian wedding, and I'm fine with that.
I think see, I didn't realize that the counselor could, like, be the judge and jury at the end of the thing. I thought that they sort of, like, asked you the questions and put them in front of you, and you sort of, like, made up your own mind. This is the first time I've ever heard a counselor's actually going, this is never going to work.
Yeah, they make recommendations because what they do at the end of the counseling is they tell you on what and where you should work. Like you said, you and Stacey are both spenders, so he probably said during that meeting, all right, you guys got to watch it. Like, somebody's going to have to get better at keeping a budget, or else y'all are going to be in debt in 5 years or whatever, right? So he says that, but that's one red flag. But then let's say you want 6 kids and Stacey wanted none. And let's say you thought you and Stacey should both work, but she thought the man took care of the family. Eventually, enough of those flags is up, but the guy's like...
Writing's right here.
He can tell you to keep a budget and talk about the kids and... But then eventually he's like, out of fingers.
Yeah.
He's like,
writing's on the wall.
Just don't do it.
Get it? The Burt Show.